the Lord of all the earth. Who care to know my name? Who care to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling, Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you told me who I am. I am yours. I am This hope will never fail. Heaven is our home. Through every storm, my soul will sing. Jesus is here. To God be the glory. The cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back, no turning back. Christ is enough for me, Christ is enough for me. Turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
Underground, if all the songs come from the dumb.
Son of creation, some were meant to persist. While the bell rung from a thousand steeples, none rings truer than this. All God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, he reigns, he reigns. All God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, he reigns, he reigns. And all the powers of darkness tremble at what they just heard. Cause all the powers of darkness can't drown out a single word. All God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, he reigns, he reigns. All God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, he reigns, he reigns. All God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, he reigns, he reigns. All God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, he reigns, he reigns. All God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, he reigns, he reigns. All God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, he reigns, he reigns. All God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, he reigns.
I was having too much fun on. Having way too much fun on that song. Okay, now let's watch.
You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men.
Then Jesus said to his disciples,
"If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me will find it. What good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world, yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what he has done." I tell you the truth. Some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom.
After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah, talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus,
"Lord, it's good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah."
While he was still speaking, a bright cloud enveloped them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them.
Get up,
he said.
Don't be afraid.
When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus.
As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus instructed them, "Don't tell anyone what you have seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The disciples asked him, "Why then do the teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first?" Jesus replied,
"To be sure, Elijah comes and will restore all things. But I tell you, Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, but have done to him everything they wished." In the same way, the Son of Man is going to suffer at their hands.
Then the disciples understood that he was talking to them about John the Baptist. When they came to the crowd, a man approached Jesus and knelt before him.
"Lord,"
he said,
"have mercy on my son. He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him."
"Unbelieving and perverse generation,"
Jesus replied.
"How long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you?
Bring the boy here to me."
Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed from that moment. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked,
"Why couldn't we drive it out?"
He replied,
"Because you have so little faith." I tell you the truth. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, "Move from here to there," and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you.
When they came together in Galilee, he said to them,
"The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of men. They will kill him. And on the third day he will be raised to life."
And the disciples were filled with grief.
After Jesus and his disciples arrived in Capernaum, the collectors of the 2-drachma tax came to Peter and asked, "Doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes, he does," he replied.
When Peter came into the house, Jesus was the first to speak.
What do you think, Simon?
He asked.
From whom do the kings of the earth collect duty and taxes? From their own sons or from others?
From others,
Peter answered.
Then the sons are exempt.
Jesus said to him,
but so that we may not offend them, go to the lake and throw out your line. Take the first fish you catch, open its mouth, and you will find a 4-drachma coin. Take it and give it to them for my tax and yours.
At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked,
who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
He called a little child and had him stand among them. And he said,
I tell you the truth. Unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name, welcomes me. But if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of the things that cause people to sin. Such things must come, but woe to the man through whom they come. If your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life maimed or crippled than to have two hands or 2 feet and be thrown in eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than to have 2 eyes and to be thrown into the fire of hell. See that you do not look down on one of these little ones. For I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. What do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go to look for the one that wandered off? And if he finds it, I tell you the truth, he is happier about that one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should be lost. If your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you have won your brother over. But if he will not listen, take one or two others along so that every matter may be established by the testimony of 2 or 3 witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, treat him as you would a pagan. Or a tax collector. I tell you the truth. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I tell you, that if 2 of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where 2 or 3 come together in my name,
There am I, with them.
Then Peter came to Jesus and asked,
Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to 7 times.
Jesus answered,
I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. The servant fell on his knees before him.
Be patient with me,
he begged,
and I'll pay back everything.
The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. When that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He grabbed him and began to choke him.
Pay back what you owe me,
he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, be patient with me and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. You wicked servant, he said. I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you? In anger, the master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you, unless you forgive your brother from your heart.
Storm. He is Lord.
this stand before the throne. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, trust the sweetest frame, a holy trust in Jesus' name.
Like that song a lot. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished. Jesus, the trumpet call obey, for to the mighty conflict in this is glorious day. He who men now serve him against the numbered foe, let courage rise with danger, strength to strength the foes. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye cannot trust your.
So